Hey, let's go to our next guest. Massive game again. Well, they're all massive games. Can you believe it's round 12?
Oh, it's incredible. It's
Where's
flown.
The year gone?
Yeah, Port Adelaide, they demolished Hawthorn on Thursday night with a first-half blitz that kept the Hawks goalless. Ollie Wines was a big part of that, got in the coaches' votes, and he joins us now. Ollie, welcome to the show.
How are you going, guys? Thanks for having me on.
Our pleasure. Hey, yeah, great performance Thursday night. When all goes to plan, your team is a very powerful one.
Yeah, certainly. And look, our defence set the game up in the first half. And I guess to hold a team to three points, whoever you're playing in a half of footy, pretty good job. And look, the game was probably a little bit dead after that. We sort of slackened off a little bit in our defence, which we've spoken about today. But I guess the pleasing thing is they're all worth 4 points. And it's another win for us.
The first half, is that the best footy you've played this year as a team?
Yeah, I think so. As I said, we're very proud of the footy we played then. And as I said, 3 points and a half of footy against a team like Hawthorn's a good effort. Look, it all comes down to all 22 players linking together, getting their jobs done. And I think just our pressure that our forwards were able to put on their backs and force turnovers was enormous and went a long way for us converting our scores.
Set up behind the ball has been impressive, just locking it in your forward half. But that back six or seven are having a terrific year together. As a collective, some real understanding amongst them, isn't there?
Certainly is, yeah. They're gelling really well. I guess one of the things that I've learnt now is the Victorian bias. And our back line probably doesn't get a lot of credit that it probably deserves. And those guys down there, some of them are Homs Jonas having personal best years and holding quality key forwards to not many shots on goal. So the job they're doing down there is enormous. And look, they always want to improve and they're pretty backline players. Are really strong together and they're always looking for ways to get better. So they'll keep improving throughout the season.
Your work around the ball has been phenomenal. Yourself and Brad Ebert having an outstanding combination. You're plus 37, contest the ball on the weekend. Bring in Brendan Archie, you've got Sam Powell-Pepper. You must be happy that you do have a lot of grunt that goes around that ball, and you're complimented by the great work that Paddy Ryder does.
Oh, certainly. I'm loving, this is the most I've loved playing the team at the moment. Just having the guys around me, Brad Ebert, Sam Powell-Pepper, Arch, inside big bodies. And if we get our job done and win that contested ball, well, generally the ball goes our way. So, and as you said, we're having some silver service by Paddy Ryder. It's brilliant to have him back, and not just his ruck work, but his work at ground level to subdue his ruckman and get his own clearances is really special.
I think Port should pay Caro every week to pot Charlie. If you get him angry like that, oh boy. His was more than his anger. His movement around the contest now, Ollie, he must be 100% fit, which has helped him.
Yeah, he's fine at the moment, and probably noticed he's still got two or three defenders hanging off him, and it's just his sheer size and desire to win the footy that he's getting these contested marks and starting to convert his goals. So we've always rated what he's been doing throughout last year and this year. He's not just his work in the air of marking the ball, but he joins in the small guys with Sammy Gray, Jarman Impey to put that ground level pressure on. And he's doing a really good job and starting to get some reward on the scoreboard, which is really justified.
One of the things that we've always known about Port Adelaide is you can play really fast footy. You get a turnover, you can go really fast through the middle of the ground, and you've done that pretty well over the last couple of years. But sometimes you tried to force that, and it created turnovers, and you got scored against. I feel like your composure, knowing when to go fast, knowing when to be a little bit safer, has improved this year.
Yeah, certainly that's one thing that we had to make a big change in, and we've changed how we go about things, and look, that probably comes down to a little bit how we set up when we're defending. When we do set up to defend, we've got avenues to attack off that. So we want to revolve our game around defence, and we know our best offence comes off that good defence, forcing front of half turnovers, putting pressure on their defenders. So at the moment, we're able to do that. I think we're ranked number one in the league for defence, which we really, really pride ourselves on, but we understand that we really haven't beaten a team above us as of yet, so we're really looking for that scalp.
What expectations as a group have you put on yourselves now? I mean, you've played 10 games. We're halfway through the year.
I don't think we've really looked too far ahead, to be honest. I guess it's that old footy cliche, one week at a time, and in reality, that's what we're doing at the moment. We know there's ways we can improve. As I said, we haven't beaten a team above us, and we're looking for that opportunity. So this week we've got Essendon, who were really strong against GWS last week, and they're looking for a big scalp, and we're going to go over to Etihad Stadium and give it a real hot crack.
Jarman Impey's been a player who's really impressed me this year. I guess he in some ways reflects the whole team. Last year he was a little bit inconsistent. At times he was brilliant, at times he went missing. This year, to me, he seems to be doing all the hard things just about every week, and he's got that X factor about him that sometimes produces some absolute brilliance.
Yeah, exactly right. He's one of our small grade down there with Sammy Gray and Aaron Young, a few of those guys. Jar's been enormous this year. The role he plays as a forward relies on a lot of running, and I guess people watching from the outside don't realise how much those high half forwards run. So he's doing a really good job. He probably hasn't got the reward on the scoreboard. He's missed a few. I think we kicked 4 goals, 14 from snaps on the weekend, and he missed a couple, but he's always having shots, which is a really good sign for our footy club.
Ollie, what's with the head tattoo with Jarman?
Look, mate.
That head tattoo at the back of his head. Didn't you see it? He's got a new haircut. He's got like a tattoo.
He's got an angel. It's an angel, I think.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. You have to ask him next time he's on.
I'll have to do that. As you said, you've got Essendon. They're going to be tough this week. Chad Wingard back?
I think Chaddy's looking pretty good. He told me it was a chance last week, but you know, he was running laps today, and I think the rehab crew have give him the all clear, so he'll have to obviously get through training and a couple of medical tests, but fingers crossed he might be back, and fingers crossed we might have a full list to pick from this week.
I know, imagine that. And then the big decision there is going to be how much midfield time does he get, how much does he go forward. That's a luxury with all those big key, big-bodied midfielders to have that sort of class, and there'll be a great mix, Ollie.
Yeah, certainly, and I guess having Arch in there, he can push forward, kick goals. Like I say, myself and Evo can do that at times. We're very multi-diverse.
Hey, you're at a footy clinic, Ollie.
Yeah, I'm at Gliderol at the moment. We're spread out throughout Adelaide. There's a few down south, up north, east of the city. I'm at the Bay at the moment. Looks like there's couple of hundred here, so...
How good's that?
Could be here for a while.
The big Ollie boys there, that's why. Hey, have you got a GPS yet? Yeah, with your fishing, how's that all going for you?
We've got this app on my phone, and
I told you that doesn't work, Ollie.
No, I'm backing it in. We we haven't been able to get to your spots yet. We've only been out at night at sort of dusk, so we've only gone for squid. But once it gets a bit cold, we'll get out to your snapper spot.
Yeah, Tommy Cleary said you're cleaning up on squid.
Yeah, we are. We had a big cook up a couple of weeks ago. We had invited a heap of the boys around, and we had about 10 kilos of squid, I think. So,
Now, you got my mark, haven't you? You've got to get a GPS and get on that mark, Ollie. You'll clean up.
Yeah, no, we'll look out for it. I'll let you know how we go.
Don't look after you.
Hey, what about the Thursday night games? You enjoying having your weekend to yourself?
Yeah, no, they're brilliant. We're lucky enough to play 2 Thursday night games in a row, and they've been really good for us, and I'd love to see Thursday night footy a regular fixture next year.
Good work. Ollie, we'll listen to you, and Brecky, mate, keep up the great work and all the best versus Essendon. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.